Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. He's made it here through the fog this morning. Ryan Erb is here with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, but that doesn't count the fog in my brain, right? Yeah.
Oh, we're all a little foggy, you know, early in the morning. There you go. Get the coffee going. So let's get this campaign going. And, of course, I know you'll have a campaign update, or as we call it, a progress report.
Well, we're really excited to let everybody know that we're at $744,000. So it's about 30% of our goal. So we're just a little bit behind our pace from previous years. Okay. And so we're encouraging people to give as they can. We know it's a hard year with costs going up, but that also means the costs are there for the people that need our services, right? So we're hoping that we can help everyone a little bit more.
Okay, but we're moving along. We're moving forward. We're going to get more of those light bulbs lit up on that thermometer. And a very special shout out to the workplace campaigns that make such a difference.
Right. We've got lots going on right now. We have Curtis Wright just finishing. Our friends at Hendrickson and Festival Hydro are in the midst of their campaigns. Many more are ongoing, but we're really grateful because that helps us raise a lot of money every year, Jamie. It's roughly 25% of the campaign that comes from employees, and then many of the corporations match. So it really works out for us. It's been an amazing way to raise money for a long time.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Again, you can get all the details, of course, on their website, and you can get the details this weekend. We've got a couple of events going on this weekend,
right,
Ryan.
So if you're bored on Friday night, guess where you're supposed to go? Well, of course, every Friday night, you're supposed to go to the Warriors game. But this time, you can be there while our Marion DeWeaver, our chair for our local community committee, drops the puck. And so this will be a new adventure for her. She hasn't been on the ice too often in her life, so she thought, I'm not sure. But here she is.
Oh, she'll do great.
She's going to do great, I'm sure. Yeah, it'll be a fair drop,
that's wonderful.
I'm sure.
That's wonderful.
Anyway,
to have her
so we're passing the bucket and all that again, you know, so people can make a little donation and just talk to us at the desk at the front.
Right,
so,
and you'll be set up right, and again, that's at the Allman Arena, Stratford Warriors, for this Friday evening. You'll have the sort of donation table and passing the bucket and all that sort of thing.
All that's going on. So we're thankful to the Warriors and their community spirit always helping us in this way.
For sure. And then Saturday, we're up bright and early for breakfast, Ryan.
That's right. So once you get home, sleep for a little bit, then get up, I don't know, 5 or 6 a.m., head over to the farmer's market.
Yeah, the farmer's market starts at 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7. Oh, okay. All right.
Not quite early.
Oh, Martin's just up at that
Martin's up at that time. Yes, exactly.
There you go. All right. I don't usually make it till late or 9. But anyway, that's telling the story that maybe I shouldn't. So we're grateful that our friends are over at the Ag Society are hosting the Back Bacon on a Bun again this year, which hasn't happened for a little while, or at least not in the same way, because COVID's changed it for a little while.
Exactly.
So we're glad that we're kind of back on board with this. And for $6, you can get your wonderful sandwich. You can make a donation at the same time beyond that if you'd like to.
Yeah.
It's kind of pay what you can. And then you also have an opportunity to drop off your campaign donation there if you haven't already done so.
Very nice. So it's a nice way to start a Saturday morning, enjoying the Stratford Farmers Market, and then picking up a breakfast sandwich. And then the proceeds go to United Way Perth Huron. That's the beauty thing.
That's right. Yeah. And all the volunteers that help every year. So all the proceeds come our way. We're so grateful to the entire Agricultural Society team. They do a fantastic job. It's always a lot of fun watching them flip the eggs and making the back bacon and all that stuff. It's great.
It's a tasty way to start your Saturday, let me tell you, for sure. And we should remind folks, the food security survey is still available, but that's wrapping up too.
Yeah, we're closing shortly. So if you are out there and you'd like to fill out our food security survey, we know this is a top of mind for many people. And we're trying to understand, especially people who live with lower income, the challenges that they're facing. So our food security survey is available through our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and you can win a grocery gift card if you fill out the survey, just as a token of our appreciation. So
and
we're grateful.
It's great data and research and information moving forward. With
that's right.
Like
yeah.
This.
So the Social Research and Planning Council, the arm of the United Way that does that sort of work, is leading this conversation, and it will support our efforts to try to improve our food security situation in the region, for sure.
Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron. Anything else on the go, or just see you Saturday morning for breakfast, Friday night for hockey? So much on the go. And again, please do make a donation and help out with this wonderful campaign with United Way Perth Huron. Ryan Erb, thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome.